We are talking about everyone's money, whether it's the household investment, whether it is government's budgets, local government's budgets, municipalities, cities, village council, or it is national budgets and plans, whether it is at the regional level, investments that are being made, or at the global level. Bilateral assistance, multilateral assistance, the UN's money, how much of that and what quality of that must go into gender equality and women's empowerment? That's the question.
Why do you think money should be earmarked for initiatives specifically focused on women and girls?
Because that's the only way we can make transformative change in this paradigm of gender inequality and discrimination, which is holding down the whole of humanity. So you do need to target investments in women because there is at present chronic underinvestment in everything to do with women, whether it's women's education, whether it's health, whether it's transportation, whether it is shelter, whether it's social protection, wage gaps, formal workforce participation. You look at any aspect, laws, policies and measures, even you need investment for that to implement those. Institutions that cater to women, services that are directed to women, all of that means women are empowered through investment.
To what extent has funding for gender equality programs been sidelined in the past?
It has never been in the center because it has been seen as an afterthought. There is an inherent inequality and discrimination that needs to be overcome for substantive equality, and that requires investment. And there are estimates that, you know, MDG 3 alone, focusing on gender equality and women's empowerment, it was alone underfunded by $83 billion in low-income countries. So we have a huge underinvestment that we have to close the resource gap on.
You'll be in Addis for the Financing for Development Conference. How worried are you that it's going to just become a massive international bidding war between interested parties?
Well, I think we have a good document. It could have been, of course, much stronger in terms of international commitment to development cooperation, to providing enhanced resources for development and for the SDGs package and the post-2015 development agenda. But we do think we have a very good basis here in terms of what has already been worked out so far. And we are very optimistic that an agreement will be worked out which will be a strong counterparting to the post-2015 development agenda that the international community is poised to adopt in September 2015.